Each Tuesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook District, and we're joined by Mayor Rod Scholes. Used to be Deputy Mayor. Congratulations on the promotion, mate.
Thanks, Ben.
Well, getting down to business, talk to us about the DA in Tyndale Street.
For 59 Tyndale Street, and it's the old Mount Prog facility, and then we have a DA in, which has been lodged for to make it into a short-term accommodation thing, and we have concerns with regards to controls, with regards to it doesn't become like a mining camp, and then if it actually does fulfil that role and that starts to die off, what happens with it after that? So it's a bit of concern, and would anyone has any views, feel free to contact a councillor or write a letter to the council.
Mate, I've never been a fan on the war on poverty, but war on waste sounds like a much better idea.
Yeah, war on poverty. That's a long time ago. It's a blast from the past.
Isn't it?
We never got there either. It was like the end of the Afghan War or the Iraqi War.
Someone sent up the white flag. We just don't know who it was.
Yeah, that's right. So, the war on waste on Tuesday night, the council passed the agreement on the grants with regards to the war on waste. And so the successful businesses were Vines Restaurant and Olive Dune for a chicken coop. So that'll help set up a situation where more of the produce they use within the restaurant will actually come from site. Double Pick Cafe will actually set up a reusable cup system. And Holiday and Wines will set up a glass crushing machine, which will help with regards to the storage and transport of redundant glass.
Well, that's a great idea.
It is.
Now, Rod, how old were you in 1966 when the Hollies released their Bus Stop single?
I was 11.
Is there anything you'd like to say about Bus Stop right now? Or have I mixed my message up here?
No, you haven't mixed your message up. Again, on Tuesday night, the council approved the concept design for 5 new bus shelters in Muswellbrook. And the new design we consider to be very innovative, resilient in design, and will provide climate comfort, not just a short-range thing that you can huddle under in rain or wind. And I'd like to thank the council officers for the effort they've put into this. So the funding actually for these shelters came from the Country Passenger Transport Infrastructure and Grants Scheme, the New South Wales government. And the new locations for these particular bus shelters will be Rutherford Road, Woollybutt Way, Tyndale Street, Brett Street and Brook Street. And if you want to actually have a look at the design, and I recommend you do, just jump onto the council website.
Can we dedicate bus stops to somebody, you know, like people that have done wonderful things in the community? This could be the such and such bus stop on Rutherford Road.
That's that very lateral thought. That potentially has value there. I'll take that one on board and might pursue that one.
You can use that as your own idea. I'm more than happy to just come up and let you be the front man on these things, mate.
Mate, I've based my whole career not necessarily being the ideas man, but grabbing the ideas, refine them so that they fit the job and making sure they get implemented.
Now, finally and lastly, I'm pleased to hear about this. There's some work on a local park that's going to make it maybe a hub for the area.
That's right. Like, part of a major issue with a lot of us councillors is with regard to making the town more livable. And an area that's definitely been identified that we need to do some work in is down in the Wannabye Road area. So the Hunter and Wannabye Parks concept plans have been out there in the last month, and council endorsed these plans on Tuesday night. So the officers are now preparing plans and cost estimates for these modifications to both parks. And I recommend to the public to jump on the council's website and have a look at these concept plans. It's all part of trying to make the town a better place and a more interactive place to live in.
And when it's like that, people are proud of their town and they look after the facilities. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would totally agree. And it's a part of town that is lacking some quality in this area, and it's a part of town that's a long way from any other part of these type of facilities.
Yeah, good call. Mayor Rod Scholes, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Beth.